Hudson back on top, players decide the game, and bilingual ice hockey. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The Hudson Tigers are back at the top of the heap in Division IV wrestling. After losing to New Lothrop in the team wrestling finals in each of the past three seasons, the Tigers put on a show Saturday at McGurk Arena in Mount Pleasant, blasting the Hornets 51-13. The tone was set at the top of the match when Tyler Grahams, at 189 pounds, ranked second in his weight class, took a 5-1 win over the top-ranked wrestler in Division IV at that weight, New Lothrop's Eric Birchmeyer.
I think the tone set us up for victory, I honestly do. Because I was number two, he was number one. I had to stay focused. I came out on top. The team kept up. Positive.
And in case you're wondering, Grahams and Birchmeyer are on opposite sides of the bracket at this weekend's individual wrestling finals at the Palace and might meet up again in Saturday night's finals. Our Sparrow Health Game Balls this week go out to Munising's Marissa Immel, a member of the MHSAA Student Advisory Council, who passed the 1,000 career point mark in a girls' basketball win over Rapid River last week, and four-sport standout Blake Dunn at Saugatuck, who became his school's boys' basketball career scoring leader with 1,489 points when he scored 19 in a win over Lawton. You can't supplement a poor diet, contrary to marketing campaigns. Why risk your health? Fuel your body with nutritious foods and work hard. That's the ticket to proven success. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/MyStudentAid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Every American sports fan knows when the calendar turns to March, it's time to start thinking about basketball tournament games. With all the pundits out there talking about the matchups and who may advance on the bracket, the comment gets made every single year that we simply hope the players decide the outcome of every game and not a referee's call. The fact of the matter is that in the last 10 seconds of a tied game and a player drives down the lane and gets hit and gets knocked to the floor, an official has to make that foul call because the players did decide the outcome of that game. For the officials to simply swallow their whistle and let one team break the rules for a clear advantage is not a letting those players decide the outcome.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted, just whistle. Go online now to MHSAA.com to be a referee. I know a few families with kids in ice hockey, and one of them told the story of his middle school kid who told his dad on the way home from a game recently that it was a game that uses two languages. Well, I'll bite, said dad. What two? His son said, English and profanity. Well, that would be funny if it wasn't true. My history with the game goes back over 40 years, and salty language has always been a part of the culture. One time in high school, while photographing a game at one of my kids' schools, the AD at the time told the coach that I would be sitting on the bench that night just to get a view from that perspective. My mission was to check out the behavior of the team. And in full disclosure, the school had me do it with another team in another sport as well. That night, my kids' school was well-behaved on the ice and on the bench, but the opponents were dropping more than their fair share of F-bombs, and the officials weren't doing anything about it. The culture of school sports is classroom-based, where proper behavior should be expected no matter where the lessons are taking place. I think we become way too lax overall in what we allow coaches, players, and fans to say at games, and then we wonder why things get out of control sometimes. It's Matt Magic this weekend on MHSAA TV, where you can catch 3 days of live action from the individual wrestling finals and both days of the girls' competitive cheer finals, plus upcoming ice hockey and basketball coverage for just $9.95. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.